Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Nell Merlino, ladies and gentlemen, is a new friend. She's the president and CEO of Count Me In for Women's Economic Independence. It's a nonprofit 501c3 organization that's dedicated to helping women achieve economic independence, and she does that very well. She's our new friend. Nell, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. And also, this is somebody that you've been working with. Her name is Tamia Scipio Smith. She's an attorney. And Tamia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. You're welcome, and say hello to Nell.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you?
Now you ladies have been working together, but you haven't actually met. But I think you're going to fix that in about a month and a half, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to meet each other at the Success Strategies Conference for Businesswomen that Office Depot is holding in Boca Raton, Florida, at the end of February.
Right, and that's going to be the fourth annual event that Office Depot has conducted. Now, Nell, I want you to take a second and tell us a little bit more in detail what Count Me In for women's economic independence. What does your organization do?
We offer a very unique opportunity for women around the country to get access to the financing that they need for their businesses, as well as get access to networks and marketing information that they need to, you know, start a business and grow a business. We are making, you know, the American dream a reality for women who sometimes really have difficulty finding the money and the information that they need to get going. And we do this in all 50 states. Women just have to log on to our website, and they can do absolutely everything on our website, including, you know, applying for the loan. The loan application's right there, as well as getting access to all kinds of women around the country who are doing similar things that the other women are doing in terms of, you know, starting a business or finding new markets for their products and things like that. And an organization that's just been incredibly helpful for the past 4 years to us has been Office Depot, mm-hmm. who really recognizes the huge growth in the number of women who want to start businesses and are starting businesses. And they have been very helpful not only to Count Me In, they hold this wonderful silent auction for us every year at their conference that they hold in the winter.
The proceeds from which goes to your organization to help you
do
this.
Yes, it does. And we are able to help thousands of women with that.
Now, Tamia is somebody who made a loan request with you and was approved. Is that right?
Yes,
she was. She went through the process, and we use a very unique credit scoring method. We took what, you know, most banks use and adjusted it to really focus on the economic realities of women's lives, which mm-hmm. are a little different from what happens to men, and are able to make loans to women that sometimes banks would turn down.
Now, Tamia, you're an attorney.
That's correct.
Typically not the kind of, not a typical small business that people think of. Typically we think of attorneys as not necessarily needing loans, but that's not really true, is it?
Not at all, especially for a new young lawyer who, you know, decided to start her own practice right out of law school. The finances aren't always there because you're still paying back all of your student loans.
Right. The clients aren't exactly lined up at your door day one, are they?
Oh, they certainly are not. You have to do all this marketing and advertising and everything.
Wait a minute. Attorneys have to do marketing?
Oh, by all means, yes. Yes, indeed. But without Count Me In, I wouldn't have been able to do all of those things.
Right. Now, how did they help you in the process of getting a loan?
Actually, I logged onto their website, and I had been looking for different sorts of organizations, such as Count Me In, that provided small business owners with loans to begin their businesses or start mm-hmm. their businesses. So I looked on, you know, the website. I read about Count Me In. I found out what their organization's goals and missions were and applied. And quickly, within, you know, a few days' time, I heard a response, and it was that my request had been granted. It was wonderful to feel that there was such support out there for people such as myself.
Well, and you also, if I'm not mistaken, you also were the recipient of another little bit of serendipity too, weren't you?
Oh yes, definitely. From Office Depot, they actually helped me to furnish my entire office. It was such a wonderful experience. Everyone was just so friendly. It seems like everyone just wants you to succeed, and that's what's so wonderful about Office Depot and Count Me In.
And
very supportive.
And Nell was to me as. Receiving those supplies and furniture from Office Depot, was that a result of having applied with your organization and just sort of a random pick or something?
It is the wonderful thing about working with an organization like Office Depot. They are constantly wanting to know what else they can do to help us because they've seen what happens. You know, because we've now been working together for 3 years, how many women are out there who need the kind of services that Count Me In offers, and once they get into sort of the Count Me In family, other people like Office Depot really want to help. I mean, they helped Count Me In furnish their entire our entire new office. We've got a wonderful deal on office space, and really we're, you know, working on sort of card tables for years, and They thought it was about time we had the proper equipment also. But it is. We work with a number of different organizations who know how hard it is sometimes for women, but also see the determination that they have and the success
right.
that they have
right.
because I think we share more contacts, more ideas, more ways to avoid getting into trouble. You know, all the things that go on in business, and I think often we sit back and watch what happens to people and say, oh, well, you know, I could have told you that was going to happen. We literally try and pull somebody's coat and say, you know, you need to, you know, spend more time on marketing, or you need to spend more time on you know, the production of your product.
Now, hold on
service.
A second here. I want to get Tamia back in here for a
sure.
second. Tamia, I've only got about 30 seconds or so. What kind of law do you practice?
Civil law? Yes, mainly family, probate. Wills, estates, and trusts, and general civil.
How long have you been in practice?
I've been in practice for about a year and a half now.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. I have about 30 clients, so that's very good.
Good for you.
And my
well, I know that the loan was nice, and I know that the furniture was nice, and as beneficial as it helped you, but I know how much it meant to you just to know that you weren't alone, that somebody out there was looking out for you.
That's absolutely correct. Without that support, I wouldn't have been able to accomplish anything that I have.
Tamia, thank you for being here very much. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll have you back again on another day. And now you're going to hang around with me because we're going to meet another lady in just a minute. Lindy Ippolito is going to join us in just
Excellent.
A few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to talk some more with these ladies right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our friend Nell Merlino, the President and the CEO of Count Me In for Women's Economic Independence. It's a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and we're also trying to get Linda Ippolito on the line. We hope to have her on the show here in just a few minutes. But before we, but while we're waiting on her, Nell, I want to talk some more about your organization. Tell
sure.
us. By the way, I want to give your website out. That's go ahead and give it to us, please.
It's www.count-me-in.org. That's O-R-G, .org.
Count Me In with dashes between the three letters.
Yep.
Count Me In with the dashes. Don't forget the hyphens there, folks, .org. And what do we find when we get there now?
What you'll find when you get there is just an incredible opportunity to explore all of the different questions that one has when you want to grow your business or you're thinking about starting a business, as well as very practical tools like a loan application. We have courses online about how to handle your finances and ways that you can contact experts if you have a business question. It really is a place where anyone who's dreamed about starting a business or is in the throes of starting one can get the information and the resources they need. The loan application is very unique. It really allows you to sit in the privacy of your own home and figure out a lot of the questions that you'd answer if you were, you know, say, writing a business plan, but you send that in to us, and we're able to get you back an answer about whether you qualify for a loan often in, you know, 3 to 4 days.
Right.
Most of the time it takes, you know, I'd say 10 days to 2 weeks.
Now, how much is a typical loan? What would be the maximum loan you could
make? A typical first loan is $3,500.
Okay.
Often the first loan we do is $5,000, but we do go up to $10,000.
Okay, so maximum and ten, but typically they're around $3,000, $3,000 to $5,000.
Yeah, they're about $3,500. Right. Has been our average first loan in terms of what people need to get started,
right,
and things like that. Yes.
Now we have Linda on the line. Linda Ippolito is here. Linda, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Hello. Say hello to Nell Bellino.
Hey, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Nell. How are you?
Great to meet you. Good.
Linda, tell us a little bit about your business.
Yes, my business I developed on the computer website. I'm an artist and a pastry chef, and my business is a marriage of them both. What I do is I put fine art, I recreate the masters onto cookies.
What?
I recreate the great masters of artwork onto cookies.
Jim, they are the most incredible looking things I've ever seen.
So if really? if I wanted a cookie with Titian's man with armor, you could do that on a
cookie.
All
you have to do is send me a JPEG.
if I wanted Rembrandt's self-portrait, I'd just send you a JPEG, and you put that on a cookie.
That's correct. As long as the art is in the public domain, we have no problem.
That is so fun. That's great. Well, now, how's business?
Business is going very well. Business is a good start. I was able to get my loan to account me in, so I upgraded my computer.
How much of a loan? Would you mind telling us how much of a loan you got from account me in?
$3,000.
$3,000, all right, good.
That was fabulous. It was,
how much, how did that
because
help you?
My overhead is extremely low and very impressive.
Yeah.
Basically, what I have is my computer, and I invested in graphic design and a website.
Now, did you have trouble getting a loan from traditional lending
sources? Didn't even attempt it.
You didn't even try, huh?
I didn't try. From my own personal history, I knew that it was not going to get there.
What made you think
that
Count Me
In? Particularly in the food business.
What made you think that Count Me In would be a place to go?
They're geared towards giving people a second chance.
And you saw that in their website?
I saw that in their website.
Uh-huh. How did you? Is that how you found them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you had your loan?
Just a few months.
Yeah, and how has business been since you got it?
Business has gotten a good response. Now, you know, any business will take at least a year to start to fly.
Mm-hmm.
But the response has been extremely positive from other people in corporations.
Now, how are you doing your business? Is it walk-up, or are you doing online work, or what are you doing?
I'm doing online work. I'm contacting people. I'm almost daily. I send out promotional emails. I send out samples.
Now,
Linda, didn't you just get some kind of an award?
Yes, that was for my art. I thank you very much. New Jersey Center for the Visual Arts has an international juried show in Summit, and I was nominated, you know, voted into the show.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Linda.
Now,
give us your website, please.
It's www.cookiemasters.com.
Cookiemasters.com. I can go there, and if I want a cookie and I send you a JPEG, you can make it and send it back to me through the mail.
Wait until you see them, Jim. They are absolutely.
Well, I'm going to have to go online and order one now. You got me wanting a cookie. Can I get chocolate chip?
Well, actually, I say anything is possible.
Well, I like chocolate chip,
asked me that, and I said, there's a flat side. They said, how can we get the image? We have a great chocolate chip cookie, and this is a major corporation that I'm waiting
to hear
an answer.
Linda, I'm sorry. I've got to stop because we're running out of time, but
okay.
Congratulations. CookieMaster.com.
Thank you very much.
And
have a great
day. Nell Merlino, thank you for being here. Let's do this again another time.
Absolutely. We'll see you at the Office Depot conference in February.
We'll see you there, yeah. 29 after. Stay with me, folks. I'll be right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.